we sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." And yet for many this past year has been far from joyful. Many have found the year trying, and the thoughts of Christmas are difficult. We celebrate, having been told that Christ's purpose was to take away the sins of the world, so that we might be set free. Today, we'll celebrate with family and friends, some not seen for perhaps a year or more, as lockdowns played havoc with our lives. Sadly, many have lost loved ones, and we hold them today in our thoughts and our prayers. We've been reminded that Jesus came as a helpless babe, found by shepherds lying in a manger, inside a barn, no royal fanfare, but a lowly, humble birth. A feeding trough for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I wonder what the shepherds really made of it all. After all, they were considered among the lowest of the low, often uneducated, and yet God chose them to be the first of the visitors to welcome the Son of God into the world. Jesus came from heaven not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life that we might live. We know that Jesus came from an ordinary family, yet not ordinary. A virgin birth, visits of angels, a reminder that Joseph was descended from the line of King David. I wonder, did things change when the Magi, the wise men, the astrologers, however we describe them, learned men who humbled themselves in seeing Jesus as someone far greater than themselves? The precious gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. Items of great value, but that value could not compare with the Son of God. Jesus is the greatest gift given to the earth. Returning home by another route so as not to give Herod the ability to learn of or harm the child. What do we look for in Christmas? I suppose there's something about all of us look towards party and presents, family reunions, meeting with friends. How about Jesus, Mary and Joseph? Are we in danger of treating them like our decorations, like the baubles we fetch out once in the year, decorate the tree and then put them back in the middle of January? As a society, we seek to allow the adverts for food and drink, clothes and purpose, perfumes and of course toys of all descriptions. They seem to take hold, it seems almost from the middle of the year, right the way through. But there's something about setting aside the time for God, for the daily gifts, which far outweigh those that we'll receive or have already received today. So let us, in a moment, think of all those who are lonely, isolated, those who find themselves struggling with debt, trying to meet and give their children something of a Christmas, those who are experiencing health-related issues and much more, those who have lost loved ones, who today will be very painful. We offer them our love and prayers. And we thank God for his unbounding love. May we celebrate the coming of the Christ child and find happiness and peace in the year ahead. May we experience the nearness of Christ as we go about our daily lives. Come, let us adore him because of who he is, the fulfillment of prophecy. Come, let us adore him because of what he cared to do and came to do. He loved the unlovely, the publican, the sick, the lepers, the prostitutes, the outcasts, the Gentiles. He took upon himself the burden of guilt and the sin of the world. Jesus is worthy of our adoration. Jesus is worthy of our loyalty, our trust. And as the wise men of old fell down and worshipped him, so let each one of us worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. That mountain is in our church and in our communities. It's amongst our families and our friends. And today, we need to pray for each and every one. So, Father God, we ask you to be with each family this day.